Good morning to everyone. Howdy. Well, today we celebrate Good Friday. There is no mass in the entire church. The Lord, we will be waiting to die later this afternoon. And the church will be silent. Jesus had died. The Master is resting already after fulfilling his mandate from his Father to save us from our sins. Silence. Sometimes, I would say many times, we would need to be silent for us to contemplate, for us to be awed, for us to wonder at something so beautiful before us. I remember that feeling, that experience, back in Iloilo. I recall an image of the Santo Entierro. A Christ image. Dead, of course, it was made of wood, I think. It was encased in this glass case on top of a carriage, which is used during these processions. And it struck me so much by the expression of the face. His mouth was open. His face was distorted because of his sufferings, because of the scourging of the pillar. When the scourging of the pillar, I thought it was only at the back, on his back, that it was done. No, the scourging was for the entire body. Oh, how much he suffered. You see this cadaver, this corpse, taken down from the cross, with these huge holes in his hands, his feet, and that even bigger one on his side. Well, they were perforated by these nails, and his open side was left there by the withdrawal of a thrust sword, or rather spear, ripping bone, flesh, muscle. And out came dripping, flowing, weakly flowing blood and water. Nothing was left. Nothing. And that corpse was laid in the arms of the Blessed Virgin Mary. That's usually the 13th station of the way of the cross. I recall from that great movie, The Passion of the Christ, that particular scene when the camera zooms out and you appreciate more the context of this great lady holding the upper torso of this tortured man, her tortured son. And she looks at you. Slowly, from looking at her son, she lifts up her face and looks at the camera, and therefore looks at each of the viewers, and I was one of them. Was she looking for the culprit? Well, our sins brought our Lord to die on the cross. My sins. Your sins, our sins, Nobody was accepted. Our Lady looked up, and I think she was pleading. After that initial, what have you done? To that, what will you do? What will you do? The church asks this question. What will you do? We have done this. Now what? We read in the liturgical service today for Good Friday, the 29th of March, 2024. This text of Saint, or rather of Isaiah of the Old Testament, chapter 52. It is entitled in this missal I have, The Servant of the Lord, an Expiatory Sacrifice. And the text goes, See, my servant will prosper. He shall be lifted up, exalted, rise to great heights. Our Lord was exalted on the cross. He was lifted up. Like that bronze serpent that on a standard that God had instructed Moses to craft so that the people who were bitten by that venomous serpent, just by looking at it, would be saved. As the crowds were appalled on seeing him, remember, this is written by Isaiah, Old Testament, centuries before Christ. As the crowds were appalled on seeing him, so disfigured did he look, that he seemed no longer human. So will the crowds be astonished at him, and kings stand speechless before him. For they shall see something never told and witness something never heard before. Who could believe what we have heard? And to whom has the power of the Lord been revealed? Like a sapling he grew up in front of us, like a root in arid ground. Without beauty, without majesty, we saw him. No looks to attract our eyes. A thing despised and rejected by men. A man of sorrows and familiar with suffering. A man to make people screen their faces was despised and we took no account of him. Isn't that a description of the dead body of Christ? Well, death means the departure of the soul from the body. Because the body cannot take it anymore, the soul would have to leave. Because the body, the receptacle, the place where the soul occupies, cannot take it anymore, cannot hold the soul. So the soul departs. But the divinity of Christ, the second person of the Blessed Trinity, and together with him, the two other persons of the Blessed Trinity, are present in the body simultaneously with the soul. So it is God's body. God is there in the corpse of Jesus. And in the soul, God is there as he descends to hell, the hell of the souls awaiting him to bring them to heaven. So this is not the souls, rather, it is not the hell of the damned, but the hell of the bosom of Abraham. Hell it is called because the souls there are still separated from God. And they would be there until the price was paid to enter heaven again. And it was paid by the death of Christ. He picked them up and brought them to heaven. But this text of Isaiah describes what happened to Jesus. And yet ours, the text continues, were the sufferings he bore. We were supposed to have suffered because we were the ones who committed sin. Jesus had nothing, no sin to his name. Ours, the sorrows he carried, but we thought of him as someone punished, struck by God, and brought low. Yet he was pierced through for our faults, crushed for our sins. On him lies a punishment that brings us peace, and through his wounds we are healed. We had all gone astray like sheep, each taking his own way, and the Lord burdened him with the sins of all of us. Jesus carried all our sins, harshly dealt with. He bore it humbly. He never opened his mouth, like a lamb that is led to the slaughterhouse, like a sheep that is dumb before its shearers, never opening its mouth. We will have to end here, and I leave you to continue contemplating the crucified Christ. Like we said earlier, Our Lady looks at you with affection because it cannot be of anger, because the plan of salvation required this, paying the price of sin. Our Lord has done his part. We have contributed to it. And now what? That's the hanging question. And each of us should pray about the answer we will give. Thank you for listening, and may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon you and remain forever. Amen. Ciao!